Support for podcasting on KBIA comes from Boone County National Bank. We know you're in a hurry. That's why we have 16 banks and 23 ATMs all over town. No matter where you are, you'll find a Boone County National Bank to serve all your financial needs. Plus, with online banking, you don't even have to leave home to manage your money. The most convenient bank in town and a friendly smile, too. That's Boone County National Bank. Member FDIC. Visit us in person or online at boonebank.com today.
Good morning. Welcome to Radio Friends on this Wednesday, March the 12th. Two topics today. I want to welcome back Valerie Chafin from Second Chance.
Hey,
good to have you here.
Thanks for now, having me.
And then we've got Rockbridge. We've got two students from Rockbridge High School. They're going to be with us, too. Tell us about a production they have coming up. But last time Valerie was here was right before Valentine's Day.
Yes, it was. A Friday
and
before.
You were having a very special cat event. I want you to bring our listeners up to date on how that went.
Well, we had Emily Copeland there on that Saturday, on the 15th, to do a book signing of her new iguana book. But she also saved some time throughout that day to go in the back in one of our cat rooms to read to children, and the cats too, but to read to children a children's story. It was the first time we had tried this. And at the end of this 20-minute story, not only were the children very attentive to this story about a kitten that was adopted by some pigs and a mama pig, and it was just very cute, but I looked around and I saw 10 out of the 14 cats that were living in that room all out on their perches staring at Emily, waiting for her to finish the story.
Isn't that something?
It was just magical. And so I thought, we need to do this all the time. So on Saturday afternoons, we're going to have story time in our cat rooms.
So you're telling me that when the kids and the cats heard,
yes,
Emily reading, the cats came out to listen too.
Yeah, and keep in mind, there were 10 people in this cat room. There's about 14 cats in there. And as soon as all these 10 people went into the room, the cats hid. That was a lot of people for them to handle. And at the end of the 20-minute story, most of them were out on perches or on the floor looking up at her like, you know, finish reading or what's the next story.
They were just as attentive
as the children.
That's beautiful.
Were.
All right. So you're here today, though, to tell us about an event that you've got coming up this Friday.
This Friday,
it's
the 14th.
Trivia night,
it's
right?
Trivia night, our annual trivia night. I think we've done this about 8 or 9 years. It's Friday night at 7 o'clock. Doors will open at 6. You bring your own food, your own adult beverages.
Uh-huh.
We will have sodas provided, and we will have a trivia master. And for the next 3 hours, we'll have a lot of fun. It's part party, part trivia night.
Okay, so this is this coming Friday, March the 14th, 7 o'clock.
Yes.
Knights of Columbus.
Knights of Columbus on Stadium.
If somebody wants to still be a part of it, is it a little bit late to...
I don't know. There still might be tables left. We're going to have about 56 tables to reserve that night. Each table has a team of 8 to
okay.
it. Those tables cost $160 or $20 a person.
So if people want more information about this, about either attending or being a part of it, what can they do at this late date?
They can go on our website on columbiasecondchance.org and see if there's still any tables left. And our Facebook page, the same place. We'll keep those updated all the time to see.
Okay,
if
so go to columbiasecondchance.org.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to be right there. You'll
be right
able
there.
To see.
Yes.
Okay. And so when is the next event coming up as far as with the kitties or doggies?
Oh, every weekend. We're open 12 to 5 and 1 to 5 on Saturdays and Sundays. And our cats are out there, and our dogs come in from foster care out there. So that's every weekend. We want people to come out and see us. And now, starting, we will have children's hour sometime between 2 and 4. And you can either come out with your favorite book and read to our kitties,
okay,
or we'll have books there that you can read to our kitties. So the idea is that children actually reading to them,
okay,
not so much adults reading
so
to children.
So the location is?
24687 Highway 179, about 10 miles west of Columbia.
All right, Valerie Chafin, thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.
Best of luck with trivia night,
too.
Thanks. Okay, now we've got two young people with us from Rockbridge High School. We have Maddie Mertz. Welcome.
Hi.
Any relation to Fred and Ethel Mertz?
No.
They're not your great...
Coincidence.
Right.
Don't you wish.
Maddie Mertz, but you know who they are, right?
Of course.
And Kylie Renwick.
Yes.
Good to have you here, Kylie. You're here to tell us about your production at Rockbridge High School. The name of it is?
The Curious Savage.
The Curious Savage.
Yes.
And what's it about?
It's a bit difficult to explain.
It is. Let's see. There's a few characters, and they're a little bit mental.
It takes place in a sanatorium.
Yes.
It takes place where?
In a sanatorium.
In a sanatorium.
Yeah. In the
1950s. So they're a little crazy.
Okay.
Yeah. And so.
So is this a drama? Is it a drama or is
it
a comedy?
Kind of a dramedy.
A dramedy.
Yeah.
So it's serious, but there's some laugh there, too.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay. For sure.
Especially with her character.
Yeah.
So how many kids are in this production?
11.
11.
Yeah.
Is this a hard production to do since you're dealing with a subject like that?
You know, it's actually a lot of fun.
For sure.
Especially with the smaller cast, because you get to really engage with the other characters, mm-hmm. and it's just a lot of fun, and everybody's doing such a great job.
Did you have any reservations about the topic when you auditioned for this?
I think it's kind of lighthearted.
Very well.
Yeah, so it's not where it's kind of offensive, mm-hmm. if you know what I mean.
Yes, I do.
It's kind of more reserved, because in the 50s, if you're a little bit different, you're sent to these kind of sanatoriums. So even if they're just a little different, it's not completely insane.
Are we going to come away learning something about ourselves with this production?
Definitely. It's very possible. The ending is so bittersweet, too.
It is.
The ending is what?
The ending is very bittersweet. It's about a woman who gets put in by her children because she's been giving away money for this memorial fund from her late husband, and they want the money, and it's a long story.
Oh, because she's being a good person and trying to help others. The kids don't want their money given away.
Right.
They feel that they have a right to it, so they're going to put mom in a sanitarium.
Yes.
Basically.
And that's the way it – well, don't tell me the ending. Don't tell me the ending.
Not giving away the ending.
No.
Okay.
It's the best part.
Why should, in your own word, why should we come see this production?
It's a very good feel-good play, and there's not very many, like, good-feeling mm-hmm. movies or really anything right now, so it's something good to watch.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
The hardest part – what is your character is what?
Fairy May.
And what's the hardest part doing Fairy May?
Finding the balance between, like – reality and not total reality.
Yes.
Because you want to play her realistic, but she also has these out-of-the-world characteristics.
Okay. And Maddie, what about you? Your character's work.
I play Mrs. Savage, and she's the woman who gets put into the sanatorium.
Oh.
And it's tough because, as Miss Cofield puts it, there's a hard edge to her because she's trying to sort of keep a wall up against
right.
her children and everything. But now... as most Cofield has been telling me, I need to get the pain into it, which is difficult.
Well, I can see pain in your eyes when you talk about it. I think you're getting the pain in there. It's a bittersweet ending. And you can see it this Friday, Saturday, Sunday,
yes.
Rockbridge High School. The production Friday and Saturday, what time?
7.
7 o'clock?
Doors open at 6:30.
And the Sunday, is it a matinee?
2.
3 o'clock. Oh. I think it's at 2 or 3.
2 or 3 o'clock. Okay, go to the website and find out. Call the school. Okay? Lady, thank you so much for coming by.
It's our
pleasure. Tomorrow, we're going to talk about the Frank Buckles documentary and good health. Our program directed by Travis McMillan of the Reynolds Journalism Institute. Audio is Pat Akers from KBIA. Our floor director is Connor Hickox. And our assistant producer and guest coordinator, Uncle James Mauser. We'll see you tomorrow.